Purple Project Podcast Daily, rolling into the weekend, or I should say, continuing into the weekend, Eddie Greer, for another edition of the PPPD edition of the podcast. This is the another K-State podcast talking about all things K-State athletics here on this Sunday, January 9th. Yeah, it's January 9th, 2022, and this focuses on the football side. Staying on the topic of football and coaches getting promoted, well, this should not be a surprise, however, saying that, well-deserved. On Friday, news came out, Colin Klein, who was the interim, was named interim OC, offensive coordinator, for the Texas Bowl against LSU. Well, reaps the benefits. Once again, well-deserved. He gets the nod. He will be the next offensive coordinator for Kansas State. And man, what a journey. Obviously, when I came to K-State my first year on the scene at 2010, fall 2010, this guy was, I believe, was a backup quarterback. And I can't remember the starting quarterback at that time, but he, I know for a fact, Colin Klein was not, starting there. Excuse me, I had to buzz my phone there, pause my phone for a second there. My phone was calling on that, so I apologize on that note there. So throw me off course here. All right, back on it here for a second. Colin Klein, backup quarterback, and that's going to, starter 2010, that's going to bother me for a minute, but we're not talking about him right now. We're talking about Colin Klein backup. He started to play actually midway of that season. Got on there, and this dude was just a running quarterback. Had good foot speed, good speed, had good, some good power, good strength, and building blocks. What my favorite saying on my podcast, and particularly this one, talking about K-State. Obviously, the next year, we started him seeing it grow a little bit. Colin Klein, the first time under center, could not throw the ball worth a lick. And in the second year, he improved a little bit, but still was a target as a running quarterback. Tough, physical, very tough, physical. Was getting beat down, but kept getting back up. And then, I've told this story before in this podcast in some shape or form. And Colin Klein, the senior season, my final year at K-State, fifth-year senior, obviously leads K-State to the promised land, the Big 12 championship, in an appearance in the one of the big bowls, which is now the New Year's Six, which was part of the BCS pack of bowls there, too. So the things have changed, and obviously up to the college football playoff now it is. And he led us to the Fiesta Bowl, obviously, there in that one. And he's been around this coaching staff, but obviously the Bill Steiner 2.0 coaching staff. That latter portion of the season, he had his, he dibble-dabbled with the quarterback coach slash OC duties. And then fast forward to now, Chris Kleiman keeping Colin Klein on his staff. And then here, late in the year of 2021, last year, Courtney Messingham gets canned. And then finally, Chris Kleiman just go ahead and keeps everything the same and elevates elevates Colin Klein to the interim OC, which now is the permanent offensive coordinator heading in to 2022. What it's been that type, it's been a journey for him, and well deserved by Colin Klein. So definitely all of K-State Nation was happy about this. I'm on board. We knew this was coming, obviously, with the move. Obviously, Alex said it. It wouldn't be surprised. And Colin wasn't thinking about the moment he was asked about this during the press conference for the coaches. He was focused on the LSU game, and man, he had a good game plan going in there, and boom, just like that. No messing around from former head coach Chris Kleiman. Colin Klein, your next OC, officially now on Friday, was named as well. So congratulations. I've been pretty much on this journey with him since coming onto the scene here on campus in Manhattan, Kansas, back in 2010, and now seeing him grow as a player, as a quarterback, into one of the talented quarterbacks in the nation back in 2013, and not only that, became a Heisman finalist. I think he got a little bit snubbed still. Not even going into all of that, but you know, from that Heisman, not only that, let's not forget Heisman finalist back in that same year, 2013, to the whole Money Manziel. Again, not gonna go into all of that, but and then wanted to got himself into coaching at one point or another in this little in this big adventure, I should say, through his time here at K-State as a player and a coach. Colin Klein did go to Northern Iowa for a year. I believe he was with the quarterbacks coach on that staff before returning to, obviously, here to Little Apple here, and then continuing and then getting back on the journey, pretty much like Sane Southwell. Pretty much, but Sane still an assistant. But he had his hands full the other night, head coaching the basketball team with Chris Lowry and Bruce Weber, 1-2 punch, out with COVID. So, and speaking of which, you're going to get a recap of both the men's and women's basketball games individually. You did not see that prior to the episode 81 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly, because we talked about that. We talked about the Texas game on that, so if you haven't downloaded it, checked it out. It came out on Friday night. Please do that. Subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast, and you'll get that. You also can check out other dailies along with other weekly content that me and Alex are putting out as well. But absolutely, Emi, you can't. You feel I'm super excited for Colin, what he's going to do. That's what we're going to see, that type of offense. Now, obviously, you know, not taking a credit away from LSU, obviously putting their second team out there, pretty much losing some of the key guys. But K-State, Colin Klein had a game plan in there, mixing a few things up a little bit. It might have been the same offense, but we saw some new formations. We saw guys that we begged for to get involved in the offense, like Malik Knowles, Imada Bebe. Obviously, Deuce Vaughn's going to be back. Deuce Vaughn, huge game the other night in the season finale. Those guys, you lose Skylar, obviously, but the quarterback position is going to be up for grabs now. Adrian Martinez has to get healthy. We touched on that in the past weekly. Again, that's a recent episode of the PPPW edition of the podcast. So yeah, I mean, Colin now has the keys to the train now. Off to OC. We're going to see what happens come fall, obviously, but we're ways from that right now, though. But we got to celebrate, obviously, the bowl victory and Colin Klein getting to the official promotion now of being the K-State's next offensive coordinator. I'm excited to see what he does next year. And if everything pans out, if Martinez gets healthy and whatnot, you know Deuce Vaughn's going to do. And obviously, this week, we haven't touched on it yet, but a couple of recruits from last year transferring out of K-State. We haven't touched on that. I'm sure I'll cover that in the upcoming dailies, probably on Monday, possibility, or Monday or Tuesday edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily. So there's that as well. So you hope, obviously, Malik Knowles is a junior. Hopefully he comes back for another year. We'll see. See about that. Phillip Brooks, also a junior, I believe, too. He should be back as well. So, I mean, you get Malik Knowles back. I mean, this is this shaping up. I mean, yeah, you lose some key pieces. Obviously, Ben Adler I believe he's graduating. He was already a senior, if I'm not mistaken, as well. So this offense is going to lose some key pieces there. It'll be interesting to see who steps up in those spots when spring obviously rolls around, but we're quite a bit of ways from that as well. But K-State Nation, Colin Klein, Heisman finalist, and now one of the used to be what coaches on Bill Snyder's staff and Chris Kleiman's staff now. Now he's the offensive coordinator going into 2022. I don't know officially his contract on that, but I'm assuming it'll be probably be 3 years and probably more than that. Obviously, I mentioned he and his wife Shaylin and three kids. They wanted to stay here in Manhattan. I've had the privilege to meet Shaylin a few times on fundraising, running events, 5K events as well. So this is big. This is big for K-State and two celebrations this week. K-State kicking ass in the bowl game on Tuesday night and Colin Klein getting the official promotion to offensive coordinator, Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to do it for me. Got to answer this phone call now here on this Sunday afternoon. I'm doing this podcast. It'll be out on Sunday night. This Sunday night anyway, so you're going to get double deuce or 22. You need the double header edition of the podcast today. Already one came out, in particularly wrapping up Skylar Thompson's career, and you're going to get this one from Colin Klein. That's going to wrap it. Go Cats, Eddie Greer, another Purple Project podcast daily in the books. We'll talk to you next time.